Okay. And often the thing that is remarked, I know Bishop Aaron talks about this a lot, and I'm sure others have as well, because I knew about it before I started listening to him, about the marvelous, miraculous, almost nonsensical relationship that exists between the scriptures and history. Meaning this, when you read myths about the ancient world, they often talk about a long time ago in a place far away, on top of Mount Olympus, or in the ages gone by and past. But when you read the gospel, instead you hear when so-and-so was governor, when this guy was the emperor, on this year of this king's reign, there was a census. All these data points are trackable, traceable, certainly in the memory of the people who lived through those events, right? You know, it would be like us talking about, when Bush was president. I said that on purpose so you wouldn't know which one I was talking about. Smart, eh? But then if you were to say something like when 9/11 happened, okay, well now you know exactly what we're talking about. Or for us here in the down south, here in the deep south, when Hurricane Katrina happened, when Hurricane Harvey happened, you can then pinpoint these segments, and they are deeply important to the people who lived through those events. But if you pay attention, it's actually all over the scriptures. The ancient Jewish people, they don't take their scriptures as being mythology, but instead when David was king. Remember when this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened? You catch the end of the song. For he has changed the sea into dry land, and through river he has passed on foot. Well, there are other places where the scriptures talk about one day the Lord will make every mountain high and every valley high and every mountain low. That's not what this is talking about, right? It talks about how the river the river that's coming, that's prophesied, will flow into the salt sea, which it makes fresh. None of that stuff has happened. But walked on the sea like dry land? That happened. It's a very subtle nod, but it's talking about the Israelites passing through the Red Sea. And a lesser known but equally important in the mind and the memory of the ancient people, they passed through the river like on foot. Well, when they left Egypt, they went through the Red Sea on dry land. But when they entered the Holy Land, they walked through the Jordan River, which stopped at Joshua's command so that they could cross it without having to swim or ford. Now, admittedly, you can walk across the Jordan River in a lot of places in Jerusalem. It's not very deep. It's not a comfortable experience, but you can do it. Red Sea is a little more impressive, but all the more so when the people could have done this and it was no big deal. Why does God stop the river? Because it's important and it's worth it. And all of these things, look, remember what God did. And here's why Jesus gives, I can't remember if this is Jesus or St. Paul, so we're in good hands either way, but recall all the things that God has done for you. We ought to be wary whenever the length and breadth of somebody's expression of Christianity is, look at all that God could do for you. You know, there's a lot of people making a lot of money selling the message of, if you just love God, everything's going to go well for you and you're going to prosper. It has nothing to do with the scriptures. It has nothing to do with the life or ministry of Jesus Christ, but man, is it a convincing message. Instead, pay attention. This is what God has done for me. And I know I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. Look backwards. Pay attention. Sometimes you don't grasp the importance of an event when it happens. You know, because if you did, that would have changed the way you interacted with it, right? But instead, over time, you look backwards. The stuff that sticks with you. Now, the good and the bad, right? hopefully more of the good than the bad. It sticks with you. Go, okay, this is what God was doing in that moment. And then you have a message. Then you have a story that you can share of what God has done in your life. So it's no longer about empty promises, but about promises fulfilled. Not about hopeful prophecies about the future, but about prophecies fulfilled.